Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Never has a sitting president been impeached twice by the U.S. House. Happened yesterday. In your opinion, Kevin, is this good for the country right now?
You know, I mean, that's a difficult question. I think that long term, it probably is. Short term, it's going to be increase the divisions. But I think that long term, the sort of thing that the president did last week, the sort of consequence that it produced, is something we want to avoid like nothing else.
Yep.
There's no doubt in my mind that the actions of the president contributed to what happened at the Capitol last week. And that's the sort of scene that we never want to see played out again in America again.
Some are saying this was a rush to judgment here, this impeachment. Some are calling it a snap impeachment, a knee-jerk reaction to the horrible scene at the Capitol last week. Are you concerned that in a couple of years, if Republicans take control of the House in the midterms, that they could return the favor on President Biden?
Of course, you have to be concerned about that. But I think when you look at what they were reacting to, the degree of the offense, we haven't seen anything like this in America during our lifetime. And again, it's something we don't want to see ever again. The chance that Republicans may turn the tables on Democrats and impeach Joe Biden or some other Democratic president in the future, that's a real possibility. And certainly they will cite this. And I think they would have to distort the degree of the offense in order to make that stick, and they probably will try.
Some are saying President-elect Biden could have made great inroads with unifying this country because, love him or hate him, half the country supported President Trump. Do you think that that's a fair argument against Mr. Biden, that he didn't do enough to kind of unite the country and squash this whole impeachment before it got any steam?
You know, I think that since the election, President-elect Biden has shown a great deal of restraint. You know, I mean, we've had sore losers in the past, but what the president and his followers did was unprecedented. And I think that that it's tough for me, anyway, to criticize President-elect Biden on this. What's going to be interesting is to see how the president-elect addresses this next week during his inauguration and the inaugural address, whether there's any mention of it. I got to believe it's in everybody's interest that he try to pull people together. I think that that it probably is what he's going to try to do.
Yeah, and hopefully it goes off safely. I think that's the big concern today. But looking at those pictures in Washington, not since the Civil War have we seen this much of a security presence in our nation's capital. And finally, Kevin, the future of the Republican Party. I mean, they've got a real dilemma here with President Trump. Many fear that he could take a huge chunk of the base away from the party and maybe start his own party. What do you think is going to happen with the Republican Party going forward? Is it in trouble?
I think definitely it is. And I think you see Republican leaders wrestling with how to proceed vis-a-vis President Trump. I mean, that's what Mitch McConnell did the other day when he leaked that he was supposedly okay with the impeachment. I mean, that is the ultimate trial balloon. And what Mitch McConnell does during the impeachment trial, and the folks loyal to McConnell, I think is going to say volumes about the future of the Republican Party.
Yeah. correct me here. Can the a president be charged with a crime after he leaves office?
Well, you know, it's the sort of question that we haven't had to ask in the past, and it's a question I can't answer right now.